a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway here on the Midnight Rider. Welcome aboard on this Wednesday night, the 16th of January, 2007. My name is Mike Chambers. Glad you are with us tonight on the show. Our number, if you would like to join us, it's open lines tonight. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open at republicbroadcasting.org. And at MidnightRiderShow.com. And they're free. Go in there and talk with a lot of like-minded people, and they're open. And I think most of them are going, both of them are pretty much going 24 hours a day now. I know the Midnight Rider Show chat room is pretty much 24 hours a day now. And I think that the RBN chat room as well has got people in it most of the time. So always a chance to talk and get information from people of a like mind, which is cool because it lets you know that you're not alone. Want to say hello to everybody listening on TruthNet Radio as we simulcast the broadcast over there tonight, and to everybody listening on KU Satellite, the dish 22,500 miles above the surface of the Earth in geosynchronous orbit, beaming down that message of truth, liberty, and freedom all across the North American continent dishes all over the place. Matter of fact, I think my dish arrived today. I can't wait to get it up. I cannot wait to get this thing up and get to listening to some of the stuff that's on there. And RBN's on there, and you can listen to them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Want to say hello to everybody listening on low-power AM and FM stations across the country, and to those who operate those low-power AM and FMs, our micro broadcasters that are doing a heck of a job. There's more micros popping up all over the country. That's a good thing, and we're working on a way possibly to have even more. And hopefully we'll be having details about that kind of stuff coming up here in the next few weeks, where all this stuff's kind of being worked on and gone over and muddled through and everything. So, I mean, maybe a way for micros to pop up everywhere. Really, we need 1,000 to 1,500 stations across the country beaming the message of liberty and freedom and truth, and we can take the mainstream media on in their own front yard. You think these people get scared when we do things now? Watch them when we're nailing them in their own markets. That's going to scare the daylights out of them. And all of our AM and FM affiliates that are out there, thank you for carrying the Republic Broadcasting Network and for carrying the Midnight Rider. All right, we're going to come back in just a minute. More of your phone calls up on the way, and we'll dig into some more news as well. You're locked and loaded with the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, back to the program here. Let's go straight to the telephone. And Eugene in Ohio, who has been patiently waiting. Eugene, thanks for holding, and welcome to the Midnight Rider. You are on the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike, for letting me get on here.
Sure, you bet.
Yeah, you're going to have fun with that. A lot of fun. I must say there, just in passing with that FTA satellite receiver, a lot of raw feeds on there.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard.
Yeah, yeah, you'll really like that. But what I really called about was, I want to speak up clear here. Say hi to all other listeners out there. And, you know, it's not really what I see as a problem there with the Ron Paul or whoever else it is and the consent agent and not having their campaigns organized like they could be. But here the real problem is, Mike, and I want all your listeners to hear me, it is the problem with these voting machines. These are real problems.
Yeah, it's a thing that you have to attack on both ends. I mean, it's kind of a darned if you do and darned if you don't kind of thing. You can get the turnout, but the machines can wreck it. But you got to work on both ends of it. Yeah, the voting machines are a definite problem.
Yeah, I don't care how many people turn out for Ron Paul or whoever else. It's these darn vote machines. Here in Ohio, these Secretary of State's is getting a lot of flack here because what she's proposing to do, and I just got to say this, Republicans are playing politics with the elections here.
Sure.
And Jennifer Bruner has stood up there and has proposed to scrap these dipole touchscreen machines with optical scans, you know, that are much more reliable and much more truthful in tabulating and demonstrating what and who voted for.
Mm-hmm.
So what I will propose here is to have listeners out there contact the Secretary of State's office here and question if their state is using these touchscreen voting machines to pound the doors down there at their Secretary of State's office and tell them that they want them to examine and look into these machines here. And you know what they could first off do here is they could get on Google, Mike, and they would have to do is how to steal an election with the dipole machine.
Yeah.
Type that into the Google, and what they're going to come up with is they're going to see a video that Princeton researchers demonstrates in this video that they've produced of how it's possible to steal an election with the dipole or any others of those touch screen type voting machines in under a minute. Anybody with physical access to these machines, they can put in a malicious software to steal the votes.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Eugene, I've got the video on my network's website, and I don't promote my website very much for my radio network, but it's tnrlive.com or truthnetradio.com. It's on the front page. You just go to where Princeton professor demonstrates how to hack a voting machine or something like that, and you can watch the video right there. It's like a 9-minute video, and they go through how easy. I mean, 9 minutes.
Yeah.
They've hacked a machine. I mean, it's that fast. It's not like you got to be some rocket scientist. I mean, a professor did it. Those that can do, those that can't teach. And if a professor can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, anybody, you know, that can have access to this machine. And there is a lot of unsupervised access. There's keys to these machines floating around out here. You can buy off the internet. You know, anybody can, from what I've been reading.
Well, I had heard in either Iowa or New Hampshire, I think it was Iowa, that Diebold technicians had access to the machines throughout the day during the voting. No, it must have been in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, I think it was New Hampshire, but Diebold, either state, Diebold technicians had access to these machines during the voting. Now, can you imagine that?
Sure I can. I want your listeners who's in disbelief of this. This is all new to them. I want them to look into this themselves and find out, you know, because for the most part, Mike, you start telling people, you know, especially your siblings,
right?
They're going to think you're some tinfoil hat wearing out in left field Larry Lunchmeat or somebody.
Mine already do, but they still love me, so that's a good thing.
Well, you know, that's good in itself there, but one thing I suggest to do it is people going and finding this video and downloading it and burning it onto DVDs.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll have some ammunition there somewhat to pass out to people, which is exactly what I plan on doing.
Because I think, Eugene, I think you're nailing it on the head here. That if we're going to – more and more people are starting to realize that we can't sit here and armchair this. That we are going to have to be active. All of us are going to be as active as we can possibly be, one, to secure the vote, and to make sure that it's done right, because freedom ain't free. There's a price for it, and that price is us getting up off our duffs and paying attention to the process, getting involved in the process, and when we see something wrong, raise holy hell about it.
That's right. Yeah, right. That's, you know, up in arms with the raise the roof.
Because I know here, Eugene, in Oklahoma, where we've been using these Scantron machines here for years, and somebody will ask for a recount in a very close race, and there will be a difference in the tally. No fraud's been alleged or anything like that, so you might have these machines, or somebody may not mark a ballot just right, so the totals come out wrong, and somebody in a close race might lose because the machine either didn't count the vote, or somebody's little mark wasn't clear enough, or something like that. So, I mean, none of these machines are infallible, even if no fraud is alleged. I mean, machines can only do what they're programmed to do. You can't ask them to step outside of it and say, well, did he mark that one there, or did he mark this one? Like, it doesn't have the ability to do that.
It's all in the software they use, Mike.
Yep, it is.
From what I've been reading.
Yep.
And this way this CFR Diebold Corporation, because, you know, they are members of the CFR.
Right, and
they're all
the ES&S is owned by Chuck ES&S voting is partly owned by Chuck Hagel, senator out of Nebraska.
Yeah. And see, it's all in software, and these people, you know, they can program this with the malicious code, what I've been reading.
Sure.
They can insert this in here, and these machines, it will start infecting other machines.
Right.
And, and I do believe that the way to do this is to contact people in Ohio here. You need to contact Jennifer Bruner's office with telephone calls and emails and congratulate her for what it is she's took on. And, Mike, with that, I'm going to get off here and let somebody else talk, but it's good
right,
talk
Eugene.
To you again.
Thanks. Thanks for the call. Good points. Yeah, I think when these people do right, I think we need to call them up and let them know we're thankful for what they're doing. That when they stand up and let them know, hey, you're not alone. This is a rough job. You got people calling you all kinds of names saying you're trying to do this, trying to do that. And I wholeheartedly agree. Call her up and say on behalf of people all over the country that you're thankful for their stand. They've stood up and, hey, we're going to support you. And when you talk to these people, like some of these precinct workers in New Hampshire, people calling up and saying, you're treasonous, you're going to hang. And I mean, that's crazy. You're not going to get anywhere. And then it just goes, well, it's that tinfoil hat crowd again. Doesn't help it any. Just call up and be polite. And, get people together. If you think something's wrong, put your money together and let's go get it done. And that's all we have to do. I mean, that's how we start making a difference in this country, is by getting up off our butts and engaging. And that means just turning off the internet and walking away from it. I tell you, man, if you're on this thing all the time, and I am, just because of the nature of what I'm doing, because I do this 12-13 hours a day. And I do 4 hours on the air a day, and I also produce shows all day long for this network I run. And so I'm involved in this, and I'm hunting news and stuff all throughout the day. And this stuff will get you down, make you literally crazy. But the way that we have to do this is we've got to put some shoe leather and get out there and let them know and show up at these things and say, hey, you need to be at your local city council meeting and find out what they're doing. Ask them why they're putting fluoride in the water. Ask your school board why they're requiring certain vaccinations because that have thimerosal in it. Start questioning these people. A lot of these people are probably thinking, well, fluoride's good for you. 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed said, hey, they don't know nothing about it. They're just doing it because that's what everybody else is doing. Well, this is what the big literature says we ought to do. Most of them don't know. A lot of the reason that we're in the shape that we're in is because somebody up higher sends down the message that this is what they're supposed to do, and nobody goes and bothers to look it up. They just do it because, hey, that's the way everybody else is doing it. It's working for them. They're a bigger city, and they're a wonderful city, and guess we ought to do it too. So it's time that we start taking our cities, we take our states back. We send these congressmen home and let people all over the country know, all these yaks know that we're not going to put up with this crap anymore. It's our way or the highway. And if they don't like it, they can just flat lump it. Back in a minute with more. If you want to join us at number 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider here on RBN. I want to talk about one of our new sponsors here on RBN, the Freeze Dry Guy. You know, John Moore has been talking about this guy for a long time, and the Freeze Dry Guy is on as a sponsor here on RBN. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy, freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. There's never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy of long-storing foods and preparedness supplies. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit www.freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, F-O-O-D. That's 866-404-3663. Freeze-dried guy pays the freight. within the lower 48 states. FreezeDryGuy.com. Take a look at him today and tell him you heard about it here on the Midnight Rider and RBN. 30 years. Well, I didn't know that stuff would store that long. That's very cool. So I'll have to go back to the Freeze Dry Guy website and take a look. We are rabid about preparedness here in my home. And we're looking, you know, we had a snowstorm, this ice storm that came through about a month or so ago. We were actually kind of disappointed in a way because the power didn't go out and we didn't get to try a bunch of our stuff out. And I think I said this before. I think we're, you know, we might just have a weekend with the power off and just to see, just a nice little dry run, see how everything goes and that kind of thing. We've got camping supplies. We've got, I mean, we've got everything. I've got propane stoves at the wazoo, propane heaters, I mean, all that kind of stuff. And we're, you know, been stocking up on food, first aid stuff, all that, you know, in case something happens, not just in case, something crashes and it goes bad. But I mean, we're in the middle of Tornado Alley and, you know, you don't know if you're going to be stuck, in your home. I know my mom's house was taken out in the tornado of 1999 here in Oklahoma City, a big F5 tornadoes that rolled through town. It knocked half of her house off. And there were people inside the neighborhood whose houses weren't badly damaged that were in their homes, and they weren't allowed to leave, and they had no power, no water, except my dad went out and started turning water on. They had no power or water for like days. And if they weren't prepared, they were out of luck. And there, you know, there was an old couple that had that lived across the street from my mom, and we were over there making sure they were okay. Because I think he was 85, and she was like in her early 80s. And so we were over there making sure they were okay because, I mean, you know, they had nothing. And my wife and I were able to get in and out of there when they started letting people come in to look through things. But that had been in like 2 days. And these people, you know, were there without any power, without any lights, or running water, and were, you know, if they hadn't done anything to prepare, they were out of luck. And so it's always important that you have this type of stuff. I mean, if nothing else, you're saving for a rainy day, and that makes sense. I mean, it makes sense. Let's go back to the phone. Will in Missouri, thank you for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Mike. I'd like to go back a little bit, really, throughout the whole broadcast and just pick up a few threads. One
sure.
of them is that anybody out there that is expecting Dr. Paul to be able to perform miracles, they're, you know, barking in the wrong tree. I think what we really need to do is take a look at this campaign and see what a great benefit it has done, not only for the nation, really, but also on a local level to energize people towards the political process, which
right.
for a great many people through Bush 1 and Clinton and Bush 2, you know, it's just about closed the door on it. And so with the Hope for America message, the way that I look at it and the way that I've seen it and the way I'm seeing it working around me is it's actually putting an energized hope back in that there is some political solution to this insanity.
I think that's where the grassroots has been really successful. I think these meetup groups have been wildly successful in the fact that they're putting people together who otherwise might feel alone.
Absolutely. And if you look at just the cross-section in our group and others, but if you look in our group, we've got people that are homeschoolers in their teens all the way up to people in the late 60s that have been in this political arena for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a wide spectrum. But there are also people coming from every background. We have libertarians and Democrats and independents and Republicans. And so that aspect is there. But when we started this out back in May...
We'll hold right there. We've got a break coming in. I'll hold you over.
I surely
we'll come
will.
Back and we'll pick it up right there. Back in a minute with more. If you'd like to join us, the number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
With Will in Missouri, and Will's, you got involved in this, what, back in May?
Yeah.
Okay, take it up from there.
All right, so back in May when we started the meetup group, what, the very first meetup, basically I just laid it out that we're not going to go down the path, at least our group, is not going down the path of the Reform Party and the Libertarian candidates and the Constitution Party and the Ross Perot people and, you know, Buchanan and everything. We're not going down that path. We realize that you cannot expect to run your gladiator till they drop and expect them to do the job. We know that this is a a complete overhaul that's necessary here. That means we have to go all the way back down to the fountain foundations just as well as the top. Now, I should hopefully and positively state, when Dr. Paul becomes president, he'll essentially decapitate the Republican Party by taking the highest office of the Republican National Committee.
Right.
And what we're looking at from the level that we're at in the grassroots, in the meetup groups, is to penetrate, pierce what I consider to be the flea comb. It's that comb of government that keeps us pesky little fleas out of their system. And that's right down at the local county committee man and committee woman level at the various precincts. Now, you know that Ron Paul lately, they've started this drive to get precinct captains, but again, it's poorly thought out, and it's 5 months late. But anyway, the concept is that very, very fundamental building block, that smallest political subdivision in a constitutional Republican form of representative government, right there is where the weakness lies. That's where the little pinpricks, the wedges, can be driven in that actually break down the entire monolith. And so everyone across America has an opportunity right now. In Missouri, it starts on February the 26th, and it runs until March the 25th. That's the filing date for declaring your candidacy for county committeeman or a county committee woman, and you would be a GOP or a Democrat on that. Mm-hmm. Now, what that does basically is that's the bottom level of the county committee. It's what the county committees are made up out of. But the county committee is the group that then forms the congressional district committee. And they also then form the state committee for the parties.
Right.
And so those are coveted positions. They're held by husbands and wives, you know, the snob and rob group that go to the big shindigs. It's really a coveted position. But they rarely ever get attacked. They never get attacked at that level because most people don't know that they exist. And Jim Condit's got some information on his website that's good about it. I've got information also that's pretty good about it. But nevertheless,
you got a website, Will?
There is a website that people can go to get to me if they want to contact me. There's two different ways. One of them, they can just go to ronpaul.meetup.com /56.
And then get a hold of you that way. That's
absolutely
cool.
I'm the organizer of that, and you can just click on that. And another one we have is ozarksvoter.info. It's Ozarks, okay. Ozarks, voter.info. Either one of those will get started. But the main thing is to get into your own election laws, dear listeners, wherever you are, and they're right on your Secretary of State's website. You go into your election laws, and there's only going to be maybe 15 or 16 sections of the election law that covers this particular aspect, the county committee and how they're selected, and the state committee, and what are the rules and regs. Then you go to your state's GOP site. In Missouri, it's mogop.gov, mogop. And it might, for Arkansas, it might be argop, and
right.
So on. But you go there, and what you're looking for there is you want to get the party's standing rules and their bylaws. And in the bylaws and the standing rules, that's only like 14, 15 pages each. Just print them out, read them. And you put these two together, and then you'll see the matrix. And this is so important, Mike, because this is the weak link. This is the Achilles heel of the system. As I said, it's like a flea comb. It's erected to keep the pesky little fleas out. But who nominates people for political office, whether it's judges or sheriff or whoever, state representative? It's this county committee. And in a rural area like here, and in most of these counties around here, they might only have 15, 16, 18, 19 voting precincts.
Right.
And so there's a county committee man and a county committee woman in each of those 18. Just do your math. That's 36. How many people, how many of your friends, how many husbands and wives do you have to find and run and win to get a majority position on your county committee?
And so basically what you're saying in a nutshell is that one individual makes a huge difference.
Colossal difference, because it only takes one person with this knowledge to go into the meetup groups and to go to the rallies and things like that and share and inform others that you might find those 10. I only need 10 for this county. I need 10 couples. If I can find 10 couples, run them and win them, then we're in business. Now, what is all this work that we've been doing in the meetup groups all about? Well, we've learned how to be a political machine, and right. we're effective. We've got name recognition to beat the band for Dr. Paul, but at the same time, we've learned where we go to get yard signs made. Where do we go to get T-shirts made? Where do we go to get things printed? Where do we go to get all the campaign paraphernalia? And they're just businesses, and they'll do business with you. They'll take your money, and now you know how to win elections.
Right.
Are you with me?
Oh, hey, I'm sitting here thinking, Will, that what we may want to do here is maybe sit and think about maybe doing an entire show with you and some other people that are involved in the process throughout the country, and just and just maybe have a little roundtable here. And explain how all this works, and I'm sure there's slight differences across the country, and just lay this out for people, and so everybody can see exactly what's going on, and then they're empowered to go out and do all this, because what you're telling me is that one individual can shake things up and make it and really rattle the rafters in an area.
It's a lot more than rattling the rafters. What it basically is, it's grabbing the cornerstone and throwing it a jar.
Well, I like that even better.
Yeah, I do too. And I would love to come on and be with you on that. And one thing I would just simply say is this, though. There is differences from state to state, but there's massive similarities.
Right, exactly.
Because what we're talking about here is the grand old party. What we're talking about is the Democrat Party. So the state law sets up the framework, but the parties are left to their own autonomy to do the job. And so there's great harmony in the party.
Right, but even better is at that local level, is you guys already exist where you can go and support guys that are running for county commissioner, that are running for city councils, that are running for state rep, state senator, all that, because you've got a machine already in place.
Well, bigger than that, we've gone out and beat the brush, and we found the people that have the right ideas. They believe in the things that Dr. Paul wants to do. They're willing to set aside their plowshare and come into the battle. Join the revolution, make fools out of themselves, marching in parades and carrying signs and doing flag waving rallies and going door to door and wearing a cap and a T-shirt when they feel much more comfortable sitting on top of a tractor.
Right.
See?
Yeah.
So we found the people that could be sheriffs. We found the people that could be county commissioners. We found the people that would sit well on the school board. And in just a couple of weeks, the election opportunity comes up. And we need to get people on the ballot.
Let me ask you this, Will. When you've talked with these people, what has there been their resistance to not running in the past?
Not running in the past has not been an option. They didn't really understand what they needed to do. There was no support network. I mean, I've got some people that I know here that have in the past run for a county commissioner, let's say, but made the mistake of running on the Libertarian ballot in a Republican district. That's just foolishness. Dr. Paul's wiser than that.
Yeah.
He sets the example. And so it's easy right now in the climate that we've got with all of the enthusiasm and all of the energy that has been built over these past months by really one of the most honest and upright people I've ever seen in a political limelight. He set the example. All we need to do is to duplicate that and then multiply it off 3,070 counties.
Lather, rinse, repeat.
You got it. You got it, Mike.
Will, shoot me an email to mike@midnightridershow.com, and we'll put a show together with you and some other meetup people and from around the country. We'll talk about how the grassroots works and all this and how they can make a huge effect in their counties and their towns.
I'll do that. And remember that we've got a very important deadline. And for a lot of states, they might have the same deadline. So February the 26th is the deadline for filing, and it closes on March the 25th. And so anytime before that would be an ideal time to put the message out.
Now, are you guys part of Super Tuesday in
Missouri? Oh, yes, absolutely. We've got just a couple of days to go, and we're doing everything we can do right now. I mean, we're so far ahead of what what Ron Paul, their campaign committee is talking about. I mean, we've done this stuff months ago. And so now we're at the point where we're doing the last areas, and I'm talking four counties here, we're doing the last areas with door hangers and getting ready to hit the telephones big time. We're just going to call every telephone number in a prefix or an exchange. Let's say, like, where I live, it's 435 is the prefix. And so you just pick up the telephone book, you open it up to the 435 numbers, and you just start calling. Every call's a free call. You just dial until you drop.
Now what four counties? What four counties are you in Missouri?
I'm in the southwest corner of Missouri. So it would be McDonald County, Berry County, Lawrence County, and Newton County.
All right, good, because I know then my hometown of Mount Vernon is in good shape.
Well, it's one of the ones we're into.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I was born there many years ago, and that's a great part of the state too.
Well, we've got a duo here that's just it was just a fluke, but I mean, it to me is very encouraging. But the Springfield Meetup Group is just powerful and hot. They've been on the deck since day one. I think they're number 38. I came into existence just a week or so after them. Then we hooked up just kind of by curiosity more than anything else. But we're within driving distance, so we've participated back and forth in things. And, you know, with the county committee level, and maybe this we should save for the later time, but at the county committee level, that's your precinct. You know, that's in tight. That's close in. But when you get out to congressional districts, that's where you need to have three or four. Like, we've got a meetup group that we helped get going up in Joplin. We got one down in Benton County, Arkansas. We've got one down in Fayetteville, but we also have one over in Springfield. And so, and we're in Rocky Comfort. But the way you look at it, we've got a congressional district darn well sewed up.
Yeah.
You see? And so this precinct-driven concept is excellent. It's laudable. And it is the way. It's just a hard thing to set up, and yet at the same time, we have to capitalize on the momentum that's built. And if Dr. Paul doesn't go to the White House, well, let's not go to the outhouse. Let's just keep right on going.
Well, right, because, you know, in my mind, there's 435, 434 congressmen that need to go to the House.
Exactly.
And, you know, and one of the things I'm encouraging people to do is when they're in that ballot box and they've got an opportunity to send one of them home, they send them home.
Well, you take it like a laboratory flask. It's an example I use a lot. You know, take a laboratory flask. Everybody knows what they look like. And you put a rubber stopper in the top of it with two holes. Now, on one of those holes, you put a glass pipe and you run it over to a vacuum pump. On the other one, you can put in a pipette with a valve and a funnel. Now, when you turn on the vacuum pump, what happens? Well, you pull all of the contents of that vial, that flask, out.
Right.
But if you have that valve closed and you open it, you know, the valve on the pipette is closed, and you open it, it'll fill right up with what you just took out of it.
Right.
But the only way to really redeem ourselves in all of this is to make sure we have, when we evacuate, that's when we vote all the bums out. When we evacuate, we got our valve closed. But when we open that valve, we have the good, the clean, the pure, the powerful, and positive that we pour in at the top so that our flask fills up with what we wanted, not what we didn't want.
Yeah,
and that is an educational process, which RBN and GCN and all the, you know, other broadcasters out there have been working so diligently, and all the bloggers and websites. We've been putting the information out for a decade or longer. And so what we need is people who are educated, who understand what a constitutional Republican form of government is, and are dedicated to preserving that heritage for future generations, who are willing to step up to the plate. And, yeah, nobody wants to be a politician. Nobody wants to interrupt their lives for that garbage. But we're not going into it for a career. We just need to go into it one or two terms and make a difference. And so what we're trying to do is find, identify, train, and make ready people who are suitable candidates. And I think it'll work.
Excellent. Oh, yeah. That's great. Will, thanks for the call. This is the best call of the night.
Well, it's
and so informative. Hold on the line. Manny's going to talk with you, probably get some information from you so we can get in contact with you. And we'll get one of these shows set up where we can really sit down and break this down, you know, maybe get a show on in the next week or so.
That'd be fine.
So we can get this out to people and they can understand the importance of getting out and becoming involved.
I'd enjoy it.
Thanks, Will. I appreciate it so much.
Okay,
great
Mike.
Call. Have a great night. That's it. So, you know, getting off our duffs and getting out. You know, we've whined about this for so long, and now it's like the opportunities are opening up for us because there are people out there now that understand how this process works and are out there, and these meetup groups have hit, I think it was like, what, 10,000 people, 10,000 meetup groups or something like that now? Over 1,000, I know that, but or maybe like 100,000 people involved in the meetup groups. It's huge. And so, you know, you get this and you become a force, not only in a campaign for president, but in every, I mean, even down to dog catcher, you become a force not only in your community, but in your county and in your congressional district, and you're going to get listened to. And so we'll set up a show with Will and possibly get some others on to talk about how to get these groups moving and everything and get this all going so we can make a big presence. And I got to tell you, I've been impressed. The grassroots effort, I mean, the fact that, you know, Ron Paul's gotten over 80,000 votes essentially off grassroots only. Some signs and door-to-door and the internet, I think, is pretty darn big from that standpoint. It could be better, but I think that's a start, and that's what we'll work with. All right, final segment around the corner. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I got the young girl standing before you, I got the people.
final segment here on the program tonight. Gosh, that was a great call. I got to confess something to you. Tonight was one of these nights where I was just literally wrung out. And I was seriously thinking about calling Manny and saying, Manny, rebroadcast tonight. And every time that I think about that, on a night where you're tired and you want to take a night off, every time that I've gone on and I've done the show, we get a call like Will, or a piece of information comes up that's super important. And it just shows me that, you know, you got to stay in it, you got to stay after it. And I mean, literally every time I get in kind of that funky mood, you know, like, oh, I want to take a day off. You know, a great call like that comes in. Carol in Pennsylvania, welcome to the program. You're our tail gunner tonight.
Okay. I want to tell you, the mistake Ron Paul made was he left out the elderly. He left out the seniors. All you hear in his speeches is about the young people, the young people. And in my community, now on our meetup group, maybe five are senior citizens, but they run whenever you mention his name, because all they're worried about is he's going to do away with their Social Security. He hasn't clarified himself in that, and he doesn't mention them hardly at all. And I think he hurt themselves with that vote.
Yeah, I think that's one of the areas that I was talking earlier, Carol, that they need to focus on with the advertising. Is it'll let people know what he stands for, clarify everything he stands for, and exactly who he is.
Well,
and,
I think I'm sorry.
No, and I think it would extend to the Social Security issue as well, because he said, look, the people are already on it. We can't kick them off.
Yeah, but in my area, they're not going to change the minds of the people here now.
Right, but my standpoint, you know, I'm 42 years old, and I've been running money down a hole for a long time, and I think most people my age feel the same way. We know that we're never going to see anything out of it. But you know, at the same time, I understand those that have paid in it all their life, based on a promise that was made to them, that they would get money for it, and they should be getting that money for what they paid into.
Let me tell you, Alex Jones had Dennis Kucinich on yesterday. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't know.
Well, Dennis was begging the Ron Paul people to help him pay for the rest of the money for his thing up in New Hampshire, because he didn't have the money.
Right.
And then he was being so nice what good people the Ron Paul people are and how great Alex is, because if Ron Paul would get in there, he wants to be his running mate.
Yeah, he and Ron Paul are pretty good friends, from what I understand. They vote a lot together.
You don't trust Dennis Kucinich, not for
a minute. No, he's a gun grabbing fool.
Yeah.
And one breath he's, you know, he's pro Constitution, new investigation for 9/11, impeach Cheney, but at the same time he's sticking your hand out for your revolver.
Yeah,
I wholeheartedly agree. Carol, thanks for the call. We're short on time, and I wholeheartedly agree. We're gonna get one of these shows put together. With Will from Missouri, and we'll get some other meetup groups together, and we'll get this all worked out where we can get this information to you on how to make all this happen in your area. How you can be a force. You and like-minded individuals just like you that want to take your country back, want to get your cities, your towns, your states back, your counties. And we'll work on that and get that show going. Hey, folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. Love everybody. See you tomorrow night.